Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's now four former aides to Governor Cuomo who are accusing him of inappropriate behavior. Correspondent Lisa Mateo with one woman's story.
Anna List tells the Wall Street Journal Governor Cuomo called her sweetheart, asked if she had a boyfriend, kissed her on the hand, and touched her on her lower back at a reception. List said she initially thought of the interactions as harmless, but it soon became patronizing. A senior advisor to the governor responded, saying that Cuomo has kissed men and women posing for pictures for years. That's what people in politics do.
Allegation dates back to Cuomo's time as housing secretary. Karen Hinton told the Washington Post that he created a hostile and toxic work environment. In an interview with NBC4, she described an incident in a hotel room back in 2000.
He started asking me personal questions. I was uncomfortable with that conversation, so I stood up to leave, and he walked across from his couch and embraced me intimately. It was not just a hug, it was an intimate embrace.
A spokesman for Cuomo says it did not happen, describing Hinton as a known antagonist of the governor who's trying to score political points. His office says all women have the right to come forward and tell their story, but the press should consider self-motivation. He's back. Former President Trump reportedly returning to the city today. Daily News says he'll fly back into town and stay till Tuesday. He still maintains his home at Trump Tower, although his official residence is in Florida. It's unclear if the former First Lady is coming back with him. The Trumps have spent most of their time since the end of his term at the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. Trump's office won't confirm or deny the trip or give a reason for it. Former fixer Michael Cohen, who's on house arrest in a hush money case, couldn't resist mocking Trump, saying the former president's putting himself on display for followers desperate to pray at his feet. Movie theaters are open in the city again.
You damn well ought to appreciate what I'm doing for you.
If you want to help me, you can take me back. I'll find my own way home.
I'm taking you to your family
there.
In Chicago.
He welcomed audiences to see it in the city on Friday. The CDC isn't nearly as enthusiastic, though. They issued a report Friday emphasizing universal masking and avoiding non-essential indoor spaces to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. New York and other states are set to slowly ease COVID restrictions in the coming months, but the CDC says people still need to mask up and take precautions. They warn that indoor dining especially is associated with increases in cases. Still, some New Yorkers say it is a treat to get dressed up and go to a movie instead of staying home in PJs. Help is on the way. That was the message from President Biden after the Senate pushed through the massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill yesterday.
Over 85% of American households will get direct payments of $1,400 per person. For a typical middle-class family of four, husband and wife working, making $100,000 a year total, with three kids, they'll get $5,600. With two kids, we'll get $5,600, and it'll be on the way soon.
The measure still has to go back to the House for final passage. Checks could still come this month. Mayor de Blasio hailed the passage of the bill, thanking Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for helping push it through. His honor says the measure provides the necessary investments for recovery. MTA Chair Pat Foy says they really need the money.
Those funds will enable us to avoid drastic service cuts on subways and buses, up to 40% and up to 50% on the commuter rails. That's not an action anybody at the MTA wanted to take, but the American Rescue Plan will avoid that.
A little boy critically hurt when he was hit by a fire truck on Staten Island yesterday. It happened on Broad Street in Stapleton Heights. The ladder truck was apparently returning from a call without lights or sirens when the 7-year-old tried to cross. Deli manager Jimmy told 1010 Winds he saw it happen.
Because the MTA bus is in the way. The kids were in front of the MTA bus. And the truck coming in, he didn't see it because the kid's so small. Because having gets right away, boom.
The child was taken to Richmond University Medical Center with head injuries. The fire truck stayed on the scene. No criminal charges right now. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing. A horrific accident killed a 61-year-old woman in Brooklyn Friday. Apparently, she was crushed by a backhoe. The Post reports that the video shows the construction vehicle plowing into Estelle Davis with a shovel, then dragging her along the site at the corner of New Lots and Van Sinderen Avenues in East New York. Neither the driver nor a nearby worker noticed as she fell and disappeared under the backhoe. Backhoe lurched forward and she was lying on the street. Police arrived on the scene soon after and initially thought she'd been hit by a car. Video apparently showed what happened. They are investigating. No arrests so far. Well, hope you tipped the shoeshine guy pretty well. Two men are suing their former boss at a Port Authority place, claiming they were paid as little as $20 a day before tips. Ronaldo Almonte of the Bronx and Benigno Pacheco of Brooklyn say they worked for Drago Shoe Repair for as long as 12 hours a day without breaks or overtime, and they were paid only in cash. They filed a federal suit against that business. They say they were given pay stubs routinely listing fictitious hours and fictitious pay rates. Almonte says he put up with it for 20 years. They're seeking unspecified damages. No comment from Drago. Plenty of folks say their rescue pets saved them. But this New Jersey man means it quite literally. Sadie, the German Shepherd, had been turned away by three earlier shelters by the time she arrived at the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge. But when she met Brian Myers, it was love at first sight. That would have been miracle enough, but then Myers, who is recovering from COVID, collapsed in his bathroom in January. She came over, ultimately dragged him to his cell phone so he could call for help. Myers is doing better now, and he's planning a children's book about Sadie.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.